keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, the grandpa just make 80 years old. About this rockin' and roll, big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. Big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. Big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
You three roses and wrote on the party. Each rose has a meaning so close to my heart. On rose for remembrance, a rose for your head, dear, and one for your kisses. Don't know the words to explain the message a flower can bring. It speaks with the ring of the rain. You're my everything, so darling, remember. Oh, when we are apart, dear, I will send you three roses. Bahama remember. Oh, when we are apart, dear, I will send you three roses.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and tonight is a very, very special show tonight because we have, once again, for the umpteenth time, I think, in this studio, great friend of the music and great friend of mine and a great collector also, Mr. Angelo Pompeo. Thanks for coming and welcome again to the Big Beat Show, Angelo.
Thank you for having me, Lou. It's great to be here.
Oh, every time you're here, we always have a great time and great show. And for you listeners, you should know that Angelo seriously has been on here maybe more than any other guest, I think. It's very possible. And he was here when Bill Swank was doing this show back in the early days several times. And he's still around. He brought some really great songs to play for us tonight. And we started off with who? The Singing Wanderers on Decca. Could tell us about that. And what? Yeah. And tell us about what you have for tonight.
Actually, the title gives a clue to every song that I'll be playing tonight. And being that it was raining outside, I picked some flowers. And that's the theme of the evening, flowers.
Uh-huh. It even smells nice in here already. So that was Three Roses by the Singing Wanderers on Decca from 1954. That's what your notes tell me, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's a really great song.
Mr. Ray Pollard.
Yeah, Ray Pollard on lead. And we've got something coming up next by the Charioteers, huh? Go ahead, tell us.
1949. What we're going to do is we're going to play one fast song and then three slow songs. So
okay. So four record sets.
Four record sets.
Okay. What's up?
Kiss in the Rose, the Charioteers, we know it by the Orioles. But once you hear Billy Williams sing it, it's beautiful. Enjoy.
Here it is.
It began, heaven knows, with a kiss and a rose. I remember it still, just a kiss and a rose. Disclose what it means to be left with a kiss and a rose. For she vowed to be true as she pledged me her love.
Me. only my teenage role. This rose, and I'll give it to you. They say
started off our first set with A Kiss and a Rose by the Charioteers from 1959. We followed that with Teenage Rose with Vic Donna from Brooklyn and the Parakeets from Jersey, in Newark, New Jersey. That was 1957. And we just heard Jersey City, Bayonne, The Rose by Vintage on the Catamount label. All Stan Krause's beautiful Catamount label, and the makeup of Vintage is James Wright, Abby Mumford, Raymond Block, Pat Magna Cavallo.
Magna Cavallo.
And Charles Brooks, and of course, you know, James Wright sang with the Creators, and as well as the Spellbinders.
Wow. That's only on an album, right? That's only on the Vintage album. Is that on 45?
Never saw it.
No, I don't think so. It's a great album by Vintage on Catamount, number 903. Look for that one, gang. Mm-hmm. All right, Angelo, let's tell us a little bit about who you are. You grew up in Jersey City, right?
Grew up in downtown Jersey City, 3rd Street, and lived there to about 1970 when I got married, and started collecting in 1955, my first purchase was Why Do Fools Fall in Love on 78G, and continued with G all the way up to a hobby of spinning records for people. And so my library grew and grew and grew. And instead of going forward, sometimes I went backwards like you did. I went into the 40s and the 30s, and still loving the music and still sharing it and just hoping everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, and we're really happy to have you here. I mean, this Angelo Pompeo, ladies and gentlemen, is someone who really has what's known as street cred nowadays. A real genuine guy, attended at Times Square Records.
Oh,
all that stuff. And good friend of all the old collectors from the old days, Wayne Sterling and Stan Krause and George Labatelli and the whole gang.
Yes.
And we're glad to have you here. And as I mentioned before, he was on this show several times with Bill Swank and several times with me. Mm-hmm. But right now we're going out to the West Coast, huh?
West Coast flip label. The 16s, a little story about this next flower song, Send Me Flowers. The 16s were traveling in Hawaii in the summer of 1957. Their song, Send Me Flowers, was number one. The Hawaiians were crazy over the opening line,
yep.
Mukalaka. It sounded to them like some Hawaiian slang that was slightly obscene, and beautiful Trudy Williams on lead.
And here it is.
Mokalakalaka, boom diddy, boom diddy, mokalakalaka. When you
there's a rose for you, dear, grown in heaven above. It was meant to be worn by only you. With this rose I give my love, this rose and my love, and believe what my lips say, and may I always bring a rose to you, my love. Rose and my love, you can't help but love me. And if your love is true, we won't part. Oh, take this rose and my love, and believe what my lips say, and may I bring a rose. I know if your love is true, I know we'll never be blue, for we'll never part.
I see lilacs in the rain, and you are with me again. When April sprinkles her dreams in my heart, when we parted in the rain, the skies were tearful with rain, the scent of lilacs.
Confused on the tracks there, but I think Angelo is keeping good track of the track. So, if you any idea what we played, tell us.
Are we on to 19 track?
Yeah.
Logos? We started off with Send Me Flowers by the 16s, and then we followed up with Joe Van Lone and the Bachelors, 1249, December 1949. Joe Van Lone, as you know, later went to the Ravens. After that, we heard A Rose for My Darling, Percolee Moses out of Chicago, recorded April 1957, A Rose for My Darling. We jumped over two other songs, and we went directly to Lilacs in the Rain.
That's not a bad record, by the way. Some people think that's not a bad record.
No. Even Mate Marshall said that's his favorite record. And my buddy, my cut buddy in Raritan, New Jersey, Larry Warpitz, loves Lilacs in the Rain. And, of course, we jumped over to Brooklyn with the lead singers, The Strangers, Blue Flowers. April of 54, lead singer is... Pringle Sims, and he later joined the Four Fellows.
Yeah, and I wanted to say a shout out to Stuart Rosenblum, apparently a relatively new listener to the show, and I'm sure he's enjoying what you're playing here, Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see if we can't. Let me announce the next one, okay? I think we're going to have up next, if these CDs are queued up right. Or do you want to announce the second version of Roses on Dwayne? Go ahead. I think that's what we're going to play the five disc next, if I have it right.
We're going to try it, yes. And that came out in 1959.
Yeah.
Do enjoy it.
Now, what is the second version? What's the first version?
First version had a messed up mix. If you heard the first version, it sounded like the Fortune sound, you know, like in a closet.
Uh-huh. And that did not come out on Dwayne, did it? Was it also on Dwayne?
I think it was on Dwayne, yeah.
So we got the good version.
Well, it's got instrumentation. It was a messed up mix.
All right, let's see if I got this queued up right. The five discs on Duane, number 6072 from 1959, and Roses.
Ooh, roses need sunshine.
Ooh,
roses need dew.
Yeah.
And heaven knows. Need you.
Yeah.
Please tell me that you need me too. The rain in the springtime brings life to the rose. Your love like springtime.
My little rose,
a rose. I never even knew your name, only that you wore a so much, so dearly. I can't forget my little rose. You asked me to try and forget you, and I tried and I cried to forget you. You said it was only infatuation. No, 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 I'm in love, my rose. That's what I call you, my little rose. I never even knew your name, only that you wore.
You're killing me, man. That's just unbelievable little West Coast sound. Before you tell us what we heard, I want to say hi to all the listeners out there, the ones that are local and the ones that are worldwide. We do have listeners all over the world now, thanks to the internet. Anyone who wants to contact me, you can contact me over the internet at my email address, which is bigbeat2001@aol.com. And as I think many of you know, this show will be archived next week, next Thursday, at vocalgroupharmony.com. So last week's show and the one before that is archived there now. It takes 1 week for that to happen. But we have a lot more records to play and not much more time to do it. So Angelo Pompeo, my very special guest, please tell us what we heard and what we're up to next.
We got on track with The Roses by the Five Discs, 1959. A little information. They started out in 1954 as The Love Notes, but they had to change their names because there were so many love notes.
That's right, yeah.
And then we had a little studio patter there with the Wrens in the Rama Studios, 1954, beautiful Bobby Mansfield on lead. And we just heard Little Rose by the Blenders out in California on the Class label, 1958, and the fall of 1958, just after, I guess, Rockin' Robin.
Yep, you're right, yeah.
Pretty darn close.
That's right. And now we go to Chicago, huh?
We're going to Chicago, yes, and this was never released. This was in the VJ vaults. We figured that it was cut around March of 1958, and these are the Magnificents singing Rosebud.
Just to didn't come in after the second time, right? Okay.
I take 11.
A dozen roses so far. A very nice gift that Angelo Pompeo, my very special guest, is giving us tonight. It's a real treat, Angelo. Thanks a lot. We got a lilac and we got some blue flowers, mostly roses, and now coming up, one of my all-time favorite flowers. What is it?
Dandelion.
Oh, yeah, the dandelion. Great, the salad, too.
It must be the wine, right?
Yeah, dandelion right. Wine? Yes, of course.
We started off the set with Rosebud by the Magnificents from March of 58. And then we heard a little studio talk with Miriam Great and the Dovers. That still goes out to Larry. He loves that, too.
Now, you were saying before the show that that was recorded for Apollo, right, but not released?
Originally, it was in the Relic release, the studio tapes that they found. They found,
right.
They found the tapes, yeah. And they never released it. And then 5 years later, they came out on Davis.
Right.
Davis 465. Uh-huh. And, of course, she got a new group, the Mellotones, backing her up on that.
And just now, the Darnells?
That's another story, a story and a half.
Yeah.
The lead singer got his name on the record, Gus Gordon. He was outside the studio listening to them sing. And the lead singer of the Darnells was having a difficult time. So the producer who was putting it together knew Gus Gordon. He says, Gus, why don't you come in here? Gus Gordon sang with Bill Johnson's Musical Notes.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
You know that we love the Musical Notes.
Absolutely.
And Lou always plays the Musical Notes. They're so gorgeous.
Whenever I can.
And he got the credit, and he had the Darnells backing them up. And now we're going to go from California to New Jersey, I mean to New York, rather, to RCA Victor. The hand of Jesse Belvin included in this with a group called The Charges from 1958, Dandelion.
I think that's what we have queued up. Let's see.
I stole a rose from my darling's garden. I stole a rose and pressed it to my heart. The moon was high, I heard a sigh and found a bush to hide me. I held my breath, I can't forget how she passed by beside me. I stole a rose from my darling's garden. This faded rose with which I'll never part. I stole a rose, I must confess, I stole a rose because I couldn't steal her heart. I stole a rose from my darling's garden. This faded rose with which I'll never part. I stole a rose, I must confess, I stole a rose because I couldn't steal her heart, because I couldn't steal her heart.
Ooh, sweetest little fella, yes, everybody knows. coming close to you. When he's there sleeping in his little place, think he see the angels peeping through the lake. When the dark is falling and the shadows creep, then they come on tiptoe, whirl and kiss him in his sleep. Like a rose. When he's there sleeping in his little place, thinks he sees the angels peeping through the lace. When the dark is falling and the shadows creep, then they come on tiptoe and kiss him in his sleep. Yes, everybody knows. Don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Say, mighty like a rose. So mighty like a rose.
Well, I don't think we got Dandelion in, but we did get some really nice stuff. Quickly, Angelo, tell us what we heard, and I'll get the last one queued up.
Oh, the carols on Savoy, Raven Sound Alike, recorded April 27, 1953. And we also heard In the Valley of the Roses and by the Gus Gordon and the Darnells on the Banner label, September 57. And we started it off with Sweet as a Flower, the Dovers.
All right, we're going to end it. We're going to try to end it. I hope I have it queued up with Honeysuckle. What, Tom? You tell us.
Well, I'd like to say goodnight to my my sweetheart, Dolores, who's listening, and hope she's enjoying the show.
Thanks very much, Angelo, for coming in, and don't be a stranger. And what do we have up last?
Blenders.
The Blenders on Decker from 1950. Hopefully we got Honeysuckle Rose. Thanks, for everyone, for listening. May harmony be with you till next time. By the way, I'll be on at 6 o'clock next time for a two-hour gig with a very special guest, also George Frunze, next week. Okay? Thanks again. Good night.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle Rose. And when you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. Your perfection, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Well, I don't need no sugar. My cup, 'cause baby, you're my sugar, and it's oh so sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, ooh, the honey fairly drips. You're the greatest, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
Well, I don't need no sugar. All you got to do is touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's so, so sweet when you stir it up.